Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel, pop in for a bite to eat at the Oasis Bar just below our studio here. Great menu, great food, great atmosphere, great staff. In fact, it's just great. Pop along the Oasis Bar at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And if you do pop in, let them know that Adrian and Jeremy told you to call in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Have a listen to this. AK and JD, don't mention my full name if you do this topic because I don't want to get in trouble at work, but I have a big problem. Where I work for, and he actually gave us the name of the company, but we're not going to read it out. It's an open plan office with about 40 people on the floor. Yesterday, two staff members who are gay, I've no problem with that, he says in brackets, brought in two of those stupid rainbow flags and they have them hanging on the windows. What's up with that? I don't think it's right that I'm having this agenda shoved down my neck where I work. I said it to my manager and she didn't take me seriously. It's a joke now, to be honest, that I have to shut up about this, which is why I want you to expose this on your show. We're not giving that guy's name because he doesn't want to be identifiable.
Now, we do know the name of the company.
Yeah, because he rewrote it there. It's written there, look.
And we got onto them about an hour and a half ago when we knew we were going to be recording this podcast to give them the right to reply on this. And they sent us back a very, very short reply. So we asked, we said that a member of your staff has been onto us asking about the hanging of LGBTQ or STUVWXYZ flags out of the windows. There are two flags from what we believe, and we believe that both of them are fairly big in size, that they take up both the windows. So we're talking probably the size of that blind from the photograph he sent us.
Yeah.
Are they? So they're fairly big flags. Anyway, they basically sent back, they said they're not going to come on and talk about it, but they said that their company supports diversity and inclusion and are committed to driving the innovation. We believe diversity drives innovation, so we're building a culture where difference is valued. And they also said in it, by the way, nobody has made an official complaint.
Okay, so this guy who contacted us says he mentioned it to his manager, but he didn't obviously make it a formal complaint.
Okay, so there hasn't been a formal complaint made about it. But from what I can see from their statement here, saying we believe that diversity drives innovation. We're building a culture where difference is valued, and that's the approach that we take. Those flags aren't coming down. Now, how do you feel about it?
Okay, June is and has become Pride Month now over the last...
When's Straight Month?
There isn't. No. Yes, so it has become Pride Month, yeah. June, right? So...
a whole month of it.
Yep. You'll have the Pride Parade during June. There'll be lots of celebrations of the LGBT community.
Also, if you look at a lot of the vehicles going around, you have Garda cars that are done out in LGBT colours year round. I saw them, they put up on their Instagram a couple of weeks ago, the guards put up a photograph of one of their Jeeps that had the LGBT colours, and the amount of snowflakes who were triggered by it go mad that there was a pride flag on a Garda car. Dublin Bus have a pride bus as well going around. My answer is quite simple to this. Get over it, you pack of absolute snowflakes.
Okay, now one of the arguments it's only a flag.
It's a flag, it's a rainbow, that's all.
Is the office the place to be flying flags?
If you are, well, it is. And I'll tell you why it is. And in fact, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'll bring in a pride flag and we'll hang it here.
Okay, but
I'll tell you why, because that office is saying that we support inclusion, like as this company has said,
yeah,
that we support inclusion And if you are gay and you work here, this is a safe place for you.
Okay, so say for example, we have the conflict in the Middle East at the moment in Gaza. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Would it be okay for me, because Palestinians are widely supported here in Ireland? Yeah,
yeah, but that's
would it be
no.
Listen
to me.
You don't actually.
It's a stupid question.
No. Is it okay for me to fly an Israeli flag in my office?
No, but see, slightly different in that it's. It's political, and B, it's triggering for a lot of people, and C, it's quite controversial. There is nothing controversial about the Pride flag. Absolutely.
Well, and according to Anon...
Well, according to the next five callers we're going to talk to...
According to Anon, he said it to his manager... it's a joke now, to be honest, that I have to shut up about this, which is why I want you to expose it on your show.
Oh, God, your work
I'm
day.
I'm not having this agenda shoved down my neck.
Oh, no one's shoving it. There's no gay agenda. Why do people keep saying there's an agenda? What's the agenda? Gay people want to make everybody gay? No, they don't. Well, can you tell me what the gay agenda is?
I don't know.
Can anybody tell me what this gay agenda supposedly is? That they're shoving down our throats.
But the question we're asking is an office the right place to be flying any flag, any type of flag? That's really the question.
No, like I wouldn't expect, okay, if you went in with a swastika and hung it up in the office, okay, no, I would have a problem. I would have a problem with that. But it is a rainbow. All it is, all the rainbow flag, by the way, represents is inclusion. That's all it is, that you accept people who are LGBTQ, whatever the case may be. That's all it is. There's no hidden agenda. You see these freaks online who say that it's the flag of paedophilia. Like, would you ever?
No.
Would you ever jump off a bridge or something like that? That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. It's simply a rainbow. And I'm sorry, if you are triggered by five different colours, oh, go home and cry to Mammy. Oh, go home and cry. Mammy, the rainbow flag, it really, really hurts my feelings.
This guy thought enough about this to contact us. So his opinion matters, whether he's right or not.
Full of shit. Yep. My advice to you is go home to your mammy and let her put a plaster on your feelings, okay? Let her get a plaster for your
feelings. Don't be so patronising. The guy's bothered by this.
Ridiculous. The gay agenda.
Darren is onto us at Opinions Matter.
And are you living under a rock, Jeremy? They're trying to bring all this shit into schools, teaching 7-year-olds about sexuality, about being trans. That is absolutely disgusting.
I don't know what any of that, Darren, has to do with...
This is a place of work, Darren, where everybody is an adult. And I assume at this stage of their life, everybody who works in that office is aware of their sexuality. And can I say, as a snowflake, Darren, by the way, and can I say as well, hanging an LGBT flag in a place of office is not going to turn people gay, in the same way that if I go into the Man United shop to buy a jersey, it's not going to turn me into a Man United fan. You know, seeing a Man United flag ain't going to make me a Man United... But that's how ridiculous this argument is. Isn't it?
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Well, boys, how are we doing today?
Good, not a bother. Thanks, Jonathan. So, this guy who contacted us, we're just calling him anonymous because he doesn't want to be identified, is annoyed that there are two Pride flags stuck to the window in his office. He doesn't think it's the time or place, basically. What do you say to that?
Well, before we get started, Adrian, have you got a pen there?
I have one in my hand.
Can you tick down every time Jeremy changes his opinion on today's topic, please?
Can I?
Every time he flip-flops.
No, there's no flip-flops.
Because you're going to, that's what you do.
No flip-flop
regarding the flag, right?
Yeah, go on.
Let's see, how is it diverse when inclusion of the lad that's complaining about it has been told his opinion and his feelings don't matter? Now, if he was to stand up in their office and say, I disagree with that flag, there's going to be uproar. But my chances are, majority of the people in the office probably feel the same way. And Jeremy, there is an agenda being pushed with this flag. Now, look, before we get started, I voted for marriage rights and equal marriage in this country. Voted for it. All happy for it. Beyond, do what you want. Love who you love. It's been pushed. The guards shouldn't have her on the car because the guards are supposed to be a neutral body, not representing anybody in particular, representing us all together. That signals them out. That tells me that they're not neutral. They have an agenda they've been told to push. Pride flags shouldn't be on guard cars. They shouldn't be flying over state buildings. Where I work, there's a school. And in the school, All last year, for the whole year, it was the only flag flying outside of that school. No Irish flag, that's no brilliant. County that, flag, no other flag.
That warms my heart to hear that story now, I have to say. I'm delighted to hear that.
Well, I'm glad for you, but you're saying there's no agenda behind this.
No agenda.
That's a clear agenda. Yes, no, it's a clear agenda. It's to get children asking questions about this thing. Now you look at the books they have in libraries and they're bringing into schools and all the rest of for kids.
It's a slightly separate conversation.
No, it's not. It's all wrapped up into one, boys. Are there books out there telling children how to go onto gay websites to meet the nearest homosexual, how to clean out your anus, how to do what? There is. And they've been pushed on children, young adults.
Okay, but this young is... But we're not talking about...
young adults. But it's all under children. The same flag.
We're talking about, as we enter into Pride Month, which is what June is...
Pride Month. It's not a month anymore. It's the whole year. It's year round. It doesn't stop.
The question is, though, in a workplace, what harm is a pride flag doing?
Again, diversity and inclusion is what that company sent back here. We're all for diversity and inclusion, unless you don't agree with us. And then fuck off. Don't raise the issue. There'll be consequences. So it's not company, all about diversity and inclusion.
The company did also say that no formal complaint has been made.
Well, the lad did say he complained to his manager, didn't he?
Yeah, but he obviously didn't put it in writing or didn't make a big deal out of it, basically.
So how do we know who's telling the truth here, him or the company?
Well, that's a good question. I'm going to take his word for it at this moment, that he said it to his manager and she didn't take me seriously. That's basically...
There you go, because his feelings don't matter, you see, because he's not part of the club. It's an agenda. You can agree with it or not agree with it, but you can keep on walking around closing your eyes. Again, like I said, I have no problem with gay people, bisexual people, but I draw the line when you're trying to bring it into schools and younger and younger and younger and then change the language around things like paedophilia to call people minor attracted people to make it more acceptable. It's all pushed under the same flag. It's all the same agenda.
Okay, again, in a workplace, what harm is a flag doing?
It's triggering somebody in the workplace. He's not comfortable sitting there under that flag. So it's affecting him.
How could a flag make you feel uncomfortable unless it was a Nazi swastika?
No, not at all. He's after texting you to say the flag's making him uncomfortable. He doesn't like it being in the office. He doesn't like it. Who cares what the reason for it is? He's allowed to have feelings. And his feelings should be taken into account like everybody else's.
Well, there you are, Jeremy. His feelings should be taken into account like everyone else.
But Jonathan,
and the manager shouldn't have ignored him.
Or is he not allowed to have feelings?
No, yes, he can have feelings. In the same way that sometimes I go into work and I say, well, it's too cold, but the majority of staff think it's too hot, so we argue over the air conditioning. You can argue all you want. But the point is, if most workplaces... Now, Jonathan, that you go into have moved into the 21st century. They're now inclusive workplaces.
Jeremy,
no, they are.
Fair enough. Look, again, I've nothing against anybody. If you were over 18 years of age, you do who you want to do. You be what you want to be. Off you go.
Yeah, but have you noticed,
hold on a second. Have you noticed, right, over the last, say, 10 years, we'll say 10 years, that the Pride Parade in Dublin for the weekend that was in, it was nice. People went out, expressed themselves. Have you seen some of the footage from Pride last year?
Oh yeah, I have, and I don't.
Have you seen that? And people bringing their children to look at this
again. A separate conversation, Jonathan.
It's really not, though, is it?
Well, it is.
But you're asking. You're asking why that lad's being triggered by that flag. Okay, he's seen some of the.
Okay, the lads aren't.
Maybe he's seen
his
some of the footage.
Okay, his colleagues aren't going in suspenders into work. Okay,
it's a flag.
It's a flag that's offending him.
What does that flag represent?
Okay, well, so I would ask the same question then, Jonathan, and you're probably saying I'm being silly now. Would this same person, if he's driving down the road today and it rains and then the sun comes out and there's a rainbow in the sky, does he lock himself in a little hut somewhere so he can't see the rainbow in the sky? Is that what he does?
Not at all.
We're talking about being triggered by a rainbow. That's all we're talking about being triggered by. It's a rainbow.
No, we're talking about what that flag represents. A rainbow outside there in the sky is a rainbow. It's nice to look at a pot of gold at the end of it. Might find a leprechaun lovely jubbly. But what that flag represents is very, very different. And it's been hijacked.
It represents...
Who gave them the rainbow flag? They hijacked it.
Stay there for a second. So Jonathan,
you can see it getting worse.
Okay, your argument is that this guy has a right to complain and his opinion should be listened to. That's really your point.
Of course it should. Yes. being dismissed out of hand because he doesn't agree.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to go to Lorraine. And if you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note, you can send it to us right now to 085 825 2626. Now, Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. So, you just heard Jonathan saying this guy has a right to complain and he should be listened to.
He should be. He should 100%. They're his feelings. If you have anything to say against, if you go against the grain or go against everybody, you're homophobic, you're this, you're that, you're everything else. Why are his feelings any different to the two lads that are gay?
They aren't, but the argument here is this is only a coloured flag.
I couldn't give a bollet. You want to be gay, straight, bisexual, you want to do you. You want to paint your house all the colours of the rainbow, off you go. It's not going to bother me in the slightest. When I'm in work, though, it doesn't need to be rammed down my neck that you're gay. Yes, I know you're gay, and fair play to you, but why do you need a flag? Where's my straight pride flag? Can I stick that up on the window?
Why does this argument come up again? Yeah. I mean, there is no straight pride.
No, but people straight...
There is a straight pride flag. My brother bought me one. He's gay, and he bought me one for the crackers.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realise that then. Let me have a look.
What is it? A penis going into a vagina or something? Like, what?
No, it's grey and it's white, and it has two symbols of a vagina.
I see it. I see it here now.
But there's absolutely nothing stopping you flying that flag or bringing it into a workplace or whatever the case may be. I mean, straight people always say that. Yeah, they always say, when is Pride Month for straight people? When do we have Pride Month? There's absolutely nothing stopping you as a straight person or me as a straight person from organising October to be Pride Straight Pride Month and having our little march or whatever the case may be. By the way, Gay Pride, the reason it's a whole month, by the way, now, and companies realise, especially cities.
Oh, 100%. It's not what it used to be.
No, it's a money-making. It's a money-making thing. That's why they drag it out for a whole... That's why because gay people are genuinely very big spenders. All my gay friends have a lot more money than I have.
My brother has.
And that's the reason. But the point is, if you want a straight Pride Month, let's do it in October. Nothing stopping you walking up and down Grafton Street with that flag, and I hope you get loads of followers and all that. But this is literally a place of work that is saying, you know what? We welcome people who are homosexual, gay. We welcome them into the workplace. This is a safe place for you. That's all it's saying. Nothing else.
He knows his colleagues are gay. Like, he hasn't made a big agenda out of them being gay. Like, I don't get it. Why is his feelings less valid than the two people that are gay? Like, you're saying, oh, he's a snowflake, he's everything else. But why are his feelings less valid than the two gay guys?
You could argue that it's not. The company has just basically... said, look, this isn't a big deal. You're only talking about a flag. Do you know what I mean? It's not like they're having a pride parade through the office or anything like that. It's just two flags to celebrate Pride Month.
I get that. And it's like, as I said, I couldn't. If you wanted to paint your house rainbow, off you go, pal. I don't care. It's not going to affect me in any way. But when I'm in work, I don't need that. Like, why can't you stand up in the middle of the office with a Palestinian flag?
Well,
would that be allowed?
I mentioned that a couple of minutes ago. I don't think anybody would have a problem with the Palestinian flag if you were to arrive.
As you said, the Israeli flag.
If you were to arrive in with an Israeli flag and hang it on the window, I think people would possibly have an issue, especially in this country.
So it's one rule for one and one rule for the other.
It's not because the Pride flag is
well, because they're gay, they should be allowed to have their flag. But if I support, say, Israel, this is just hypothetical, Jeremy. If I support Israel, I'm not allowed to stick an Israeli flag on the window.
Well, do if you want. You can,
no, you won't be. That will be taken back down. That will be taken back down.
Well, no, what do you mean by it says it won't be allowed? There's no rules on it. There's no rules on it.
If I was to stick an Israeli flag up on the window of my work, it'd be taken straight back down tomorrow.
Yes, I agree. It would. It absolutely would. Because it would cause offence because Irish people generally are pro-Palestinian. So,
Palestinian, yeah.
So you're going to cause major issues. This is Grace.
Hi, guys. I'm in work, but I'm listening today. Can I just say something to Jeremy? It's not about being triggered by the flag, by the colours of the flag. If you go back years ago, the LGBTQ community stood for something completely different. Now, that flag represents people who choose to identify as cats, as whatever they're choosing to identify as. And whether you like it or not, people do not support that. If that man has says he's got no issue with them being gay, then I think you have to take that at face value. I have absolutely no issue with gay people. I do, however, have an issue with somebody coming in and saying to me, I identify as a cat. and that's what the flag is currently representing. So much so that I have friends who are part of the LGBTQ community and are saying that within their kind of circle that there are discussions amongst different parts of their community that they want to separate themselves from what is no longer a unit and a support for people who had issues coming out as gay or who needed counselling or who needed a place to just fit in. They are talking about separating away from this new age LGBTQ plus all the letters community. So I actually do get it. I think if you couldn't fly a Palestinian flag, an Israeli flag, if you couldn't fly one of them, then why should you get to fly the LGBTQ flag when now it doesn't stand for what it used to?
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Jess, you're very annoyed with the calls that we're getting in so far. Why?
Oh, yous are all so precious. It's a bunch of fucking colours. Yous are so, so precious. Like, see, you know, I actually don't... No, to be fair, I agree with the voice note that came in before me, because there actually is a divide. Because I'd be one of those people who thinks all this new age crap needs to go out the window. Go back to the old days.
But hang on, Jace. Grace was saying before the break there about people identifying as cats. That actually hasn't happened. And, if it has, it's people taking the piss. Nobody is going into
Jeremy,
work dressed as a cat. Like,
no, but I mean, and you have talked about it before, you know where I stand on the whole day damn thing. I don't fucking buy it. I think they're fucking weirdos. But bring back the days where it was just gays, lesbians, boys, and trans. That's it. But this new age crap needs to go. There is a divide.
Okay, and that is the point that Jonathan was making earlier on, that flag represents more than just gays and lesbians, basically.
No, but then what does that just ask the two chaps? How does he feel about the new? Is it, are they standing for the old ways of what it really meant, or is it the new age stuff that they're fighting for?
Well, there's not a
that's where I draw the line.
Okay, but there's not a cat on the flag, so we assume they're not celebrating people who identify.
No, I assume in their office they don't have a cat bowl on the floor.
That's just being silly, Jeremy. Obviously, the whole cat thing is just being stupid.
That doesn't exist.
Let me go back to the point, Jess, and this is what Lorraine was saying, and Jonathan, that this man...
Yeah, Jonathan's there saying we're trying to push some sort of agenda. What agenda am I trying to push?
Okay, let me ask you then, if you were working in an office and there was a pride flag on display in the office, you'd be happy enough with that?
Well, I'd be a bit of a hypocrite if it depends what the flag is, because they did update the flag, I think it was a year or two ago, they updated it to have a mix of the trans flag in, and then there's black and brown in it. If it's the original flag, I have no problem. If it's the new updated one so that everyone's included, no, fuck off. You can either put the original one up, or none of them are going up. And this is coming from someone who is gay. Like, I don't mind as long as the original flag. But if it's the new flag that includes the they/them crap, no, it's not going up.
Lorraine, just to go back to you for a second. You've heard what she said. That
shocked me.
Sorry?
Jess shocked me.
She's basically saying that, yes, you can fly the original flag in an office, but not any updated version of a pride flag.
Why do you feel the need to fly the flag in the office? Like, what is, like, why, when you're
because,
in work, you need to fly the flag?
Lorraine,
you're gay. Who, you're gay.
Lorraine,
have a dance.
Because, Lorraine, sorry, what was that? Have a dance. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm being silly.
Oh, well, here we go. More of stereotypical crap. No, so should I get sacked if I wear a little rainbow pin? Should I get sacked because I'm spreading an agenda?
No, I never once said the word agenda. No, I never said you were spreading an agenda.
No, well, you're not too far off agreeing with the other fella.
No, but the argument is, Jess, that there is no need to fly any flag in an office.
If you want to paint your house rainbow, off you go. If you want to do what you want to do outside work, go for it. I'm so happy for you. I don't need to see the flag in work.
You would be the first one to complain if a management came down and said, oh, we're not putting up a Christmas tree. You are a hypocrite. You would be the first person to come down and say, oh, I should be able to put up a Christmas tree.
So no, I didn't want the Christmas tree up.
But you, no, that's a hypocrite. You are a hypocrite. You'd be the first one giving out being like, oh, it's Ireland, I'm allowed to put up a Christmas tree if I want to. Don't lie, you're lying.
If people were against it, Jess, and half the office said no, they didn't want a Christmas tree, and everyone said, no, we're not putting one up this year, yes, I'd be pissed off. But I'm not going to stand with a picket and say I want a Christmas tree in the office.
So why would you not just put one up anyway and saying, like, no, I want it. This is, Christmas is part of
because
your
because I would think of the I would think of my colleagues that I work with.
Right. So how is me saying wearing a little pin, how is that going to affect any colleagues I work with?
The pin, I couldn't give a bollocks. Wear the pin all you want. I just don't need a flag up on the window.
What it represents.
I couldn't give a bollocks. My brother is gay. I don't care what you are or what you do. It doesn't bother me.
But I still get told I'm a fucking walking disease because of what I am. So clearly,
that's horrible.
We're not as progressive
as we thought.
That is horrible.
So why am I wrong to you, that
for putting a flag up? So why am I wrong for
why do you have to do it in work? Why do you have to put it in work though?
Because
you want to wear your pin, as you said, wear the pin, off you go. I had to, off you go, that's wear your pin.
So is it any different than if the managers do it? If the managers take it upon themselves to put it up, is there a problem?
As I said, you don't need to shove it down my neck and work.
If the managers decide to take it upon themselves and put it up, is it a problem?
I would have the same opinion I have now, Jess. If the managers put it up, yeah, I'd have the same opinion.
What is wrong with them saying, look, This is what we're doing. It's okay for anyone to work here, no matter what they are. Now, where I would stand is the whole day of them crap. I wouldn't employ someone like that because I've some fucking mentality left in my head. But what is wrong with a manager saying, I'm putting up the flag because I want my gay, lesbian and bisexual employees to feel accepted?
You see, if there was a suggestion in this workplace that the gay and lesbian colleagues weren't being accepted and weren't included, but there is no suggestion of anything of the sort, to be honest, that this man is just annoyed by this particular flag. Let me bring in Darren.
So, Jeremy, would you go up to town on Pride Week or Pride Month and let your kids be exposed to grown men and assless chaps shaking their arse and penis? Is that what you want? That's okay, is it?
Now, Jeremy, you have actually, if I'm not mistaken, brought your kids to the Pride Parade, have you?
A few years ago, the first one, Luke, we brought him to Pride Parade, yeah.
Right, and that was it.
And that was it. What's the point? By the way, do our listeners have an inability to focus on the discussion? It's like if we were having a topic about coffee, yeah? And Darren would ring in and say, no, tea is disgusting. We're not talking about tea, we're talking about coffee. Darren, I don't know what part of this conversation you missed. This is not about children. And by the way, I don't agree with children looking at men in thongs or whatever. Walking up. The time we went to the parade, we saw none of that. And I've also said about gay people marching in the parade wearing angel wings and all that and dressed like fairies. That only reinforces the negative stereotype that people have about the gay community, okay? This, again, Darren, I'm gonna say it nice and slow for you. This is about a workplace with grown adults in it. I presume they don't employ kids as company, do they?
No, I wouldn't have thought
so. Okay, so it's grown adults in a workplace being triggered by a flag. Just a flag, that's all it is.
Jason has been on to us.
Afternoon, that's a good topic. Interesting. Answer me this one. Why do they feel the need to tell people their sexuality or their sexual orientation? When I go into a job, I don't remember ever going into a job and saying, hey, I'm such and such, I'm here, and by the way, I'm straight and heterosexual, and here's my flag. It's 2024 now. I really don't think anybody cares who you sleep with. I think that when you're waving stuff around and constantly getting everybody to, you have to agree with this and you have to agree with that, I think that's where the problem is now. I couldn't give a shit who sleeps with us. Doesn't pay my bills. That's not how I feel about that. Why do they constantly feel the need to tell us?
Now, thanks very much indeed, Jason. Lane, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lane?
Hiya, good, thanks. How's it going?
Well, Elaine, is there an issue with a pride flag being displayed in an office of 40 people, an open plan office of 40 people?
Look, I personally wouldn't see an issue with it because I just see that flag as a flag of equality. Comparing it to the Israeli flag, which is the flag of genocide, is crazy. If people want to let people know their sexuality, because what if they encounter people like have been on your call so far who are very against it? Maybe that would be a signal for people then not to say anything homophobic.
Yes, I would agree with that to an extent. But like I said, there's not been any suggestion that in this particular workplace there is any homophobia at all.
Well, they're just proud of who they are. Why can't you just let that be?
Well, Lorraine, they're just proud of who they are. Why make a deal of this?
What has Jason said in that voice note you have? Why do they feel the need to tell everyone? I don't stand in the office and go, I'm straight. Look at me, I'm deadly, I'm straight. Why do they feel the need to stand there and say, I'm gay? It's 2024. I couldn't give a bollocks what you are. Sleep with who you want to sleep with.
Well, it is 2024, but for hundreds of years, these people weren't allowed to live their lives. So it's only a new age thing, actually, that gays and lesbians are accepted. So it's only in the last 10, 15 years. I remember growing up, to be honest, thinking, I thought I was a lesbian. I was thinking, gosh, how am I ever going to come out to my family and friends? What if that's actually the case? Now, turns out I'm not. I just thought boys were disgusting. I've gotten over it. But I don't see how the point of a flag is going to offend anyone. It's not going to make you gay. Trust me, like, nothing can make you gay if you're not gay.
Nobody is suggesting this flag is going to make him gay in that office. Not one of us has suggested that.
Okay, so what is the problem with it then? What's the problem?
My point is, why isn't his feelings taken into account? You're all calling him snowflakes and you're all saying he's this, that and everything else. He has a problem with it in the office. Why does he have a problem with it?
Is he gay? Is he harboring resentment against himself because he's got gay thoughts and he's trying to find something to blame it on? Why is it so offensive?
Maybe that's the issue.
And he should be honest with himself then.
But he doesn't. As I said, it's the workplace. You don't need to do it in the workplace. If you want to paint your house rainbow, off you go. If you want to sleep with everybody, off you go. I don't care. What you do outside the office is what you do. I don't care. In the office, it doesn't need to. And you're saying comparing the Israel flag and the Palestinian flag to the gay flag is a different. But if I wanted to put up that flag, I would be told I'm supporting this, that and everything else. But it's okay for them to put up their LGBTQ plus flag.
Well, yeah, okay, I just need to clarify. The Israeli flag represents genocide, not the Palestinian one.
Yeah, I know, but I get that. But if I was to stick up the Palestinian flag and work tomorrow, I'd still be told to take it down.
And I know that. But the thing is, like, I'm able to bring my whole self to work. I don't have to lie about who my partner is or pretend I don't go to gay clubs or anything like that. I can go into work to tell people what I did for the weekend and not have to think, are they going to have a problem with me because I'm gay?
Why are we all assuming he's a closet gay?
If people just, I'm not saying this man, I'm talking about anybody who would like a pride flag flown in work. I'm able to go in to be my full self in work. And maybe those two people who put up the LGBT flag, maybe they're just trying to be their full selves in work.
And as far as you're concerned then, Elaine, too much of a deal is being made over what is basically a simple flag.
A simple flag that represents equality.
And not an agenda, as some people seem to believe.
Not an agenda. People really will not turn gay by looking at a flag. They won't turn gay by going into the pride marches. If you're gay, you're gay. If you're bi, you're bi. If you're lesbian, you're lesbian. Things don't just happen. An event doesn't happen in your life to completely change your sexual desires.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Sean.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I'm currently in work, so I can't go onto the call, but I was just listening, and that Lorraine one, she kept asking why that straight man's feelings weren't being taken into account. But, like, did that straight man have to go through years of bullying in school for being gay, feeling different, lonely, constantly teased and depressed, like the majority of gay kids to be in school these days? From even my own experience in secondary school, this was only in probably about 2016, genuinely every single straight fella, boy in first year, they were always bullying other kids constantly for being gay and stuff like that. Just send the word faggot, gay, loads of times a day. Like, it's just an awful place to be, like, for gay people in secondary school starting especially, and it's not getting any better. So to answer that woman Lorraine's question, why aren't his feelings been taken into account, it's because did that fella have to go through years of bullying in school for being gay? Did he? No, definitely not, because he was probably one of the bullies, you know.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Jen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jen?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jen. What did you want to say on this?
I just wanted to say, how would they feel? A straight flag, straight pride flag were draped all over the workplace. And your man leaving that voice note there saying that he was bullied and all this. Loads of kids are bullied for so many reasons. Don't pull out the gay card. Don't pull that out.
Yeah, but some kids are very badly bullied just for being different, just for being gay. And it's horrible.
Yeah, for being different, for all sorts of reasons. It's not just because they're gay. there was a gay, I had a gay best friend in school. He ended up being the most popular kid in the whole second school. He got a bit of bullying in first year. By second year, everyone fucking loved him. Everyone loved him. And this has just gone a bit too far. Nobody, in this day and age, nobody cares what you do in your private time. But to drape flags like that all over the workplace, you're infringing on other people's rights.
Okay, you're talking...
Because again, how would they feel? How would they feel?
You're just talking about two flags, though. I mean, with colours of the rainbow.
Well, they've kind of hijacked the rainbow. That's another story. But this is the whole thing. If the gay pride flag can go up over the office, why can't straight pride go up over the office?
Well, I don't know of any office where somebody brought in a straight pride flag and wanted to fly it in an office. I've never heard of it. Maybe it has happened.
Why does it matter? It's nothing got to do with your job. Being gay has nothing got to do with your job. Being trans has nothing got to do with your job. You're just kind of shoving it in people's faces now. Nobody cares what you do with your private life.
Stay there for a second.
Nobody cares.
Elaine, people don't want this shoved in their face, basically.
I just can't relate because I don't think it's shoved in people's faces. It's a little flag in the corner of an office room. If every time you look at it, yes, it makes you think of the LGBT community. Why? I don't see why that's such a problem. The fact is that most of us are straight in society. So walking around with "I'm straight," you have the option to do that. Nobody's going to say anything to you. But why create a straight flag for? That's like creating a white flag. Why would you need that?
You don't get persecuted for being straight.
No, I don't think you get persecuted for being straight.
Maybe
that's your experience with your one friend. I've got lots of gay friends. Hang on now.
There were two men murdered up in Sligo. Right, and I don't hear you talking about them. And now they were persecuted by someone who doesn't follow the usual religion of this country. And I don't hear you bringing up them.
No, yeah, you just proved. Yeah, gays are still persecuted. It happened in Sligo, so it is still happening.
They were not persecuted; they were murdered.
But doesn't that prove the point? Because they were gay, not because they were straight.
Doesn't that prove the point that there is still
Where I live, all the schools where I live have pride flags, primary schools, secondary schools, all over them. Is that okay? Why are we exposing kids to this as well? And why does it need to go into the workplace? We have a whole Pride Month where those flags are put up anyway. Why do we need to bring it into the workplace? Bring it into schools? Why do we need to do that?
So that people can feel every day. I'm telling you, so that every day people can feel accepted.
Hopefully, in 10, 15, 20 years,
there'll be no need because there actually won't be a problem or people won't have a problem with something like a flag.
What rights do gays and transgenders not have that the rest of us have? Answer me that.
They are humans. They have human rights. They have the same human rights, but not everybody.
Exactly. So why do they need to go around flying rainbow flags all around?
Because there's still
nobody
lots
is homophobic here. Nobody
what
has
you mean
a phobia
nobody is,
of gay
how can you
people.
You speak for everybody that nobody is
because
homophobic.
Who do you know that hides in a corner whenever the word gay is mentioned? Who do you know that goes under their bed, shivering and going, oh my God, you're a gay person near me, oh my God.
People don't
Nobody
actually have to
in
cry in corners to feel upset and persecuted. You don't have to cry in a corner to do that.
But why do they feel persecuted? Because there is not one right in this country that...
Because you're speaking for every human on the planet saying that nobody is homophobic.
No, you're speaking for everyone by saying there's homophobic people everywhere, and there's blah blah blah.
I've seen it. I've seen my friends experience it. I've actually witnessed it. So who are those people?
Are those the lizard people? So you're speaking about your one friend, are you?
No, I've got plenty of gay friends.
You're speaking about your one friend.
I've got plenty of gay friends.
That's like saying I'm not racist because I've got loads of black friends. That's none of your business. That's none of your business who's friends with me and who isn't. But for you, that's like so literally saying, I'm not racist because I have a load of black friends. It's literally the same thing. And you can't speak for your friends. You cannot speak for them. I'm speaking about my experience in school.
Nobody's accusing me of being a homophobe, sweetheart. It's only the same.
You're calling me a homophobe.
Accusing me of being a racist. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. But you're trying to use the whole racist.
What rights is the LGBTQ community not have
anymore? There's no point talking to
you. Yeah, because she can't answer my question. What rights do they not have that the rest of us have? What do they have? What rights do they not have that the rest of us have? What rights do they not have? None.
They have human rights.
Don't bring your private sexual life into your workplace. Don't do that.
It's not just about your sexual life. They're not going in there to talk about what they've done in great detail.
It's your private sexual life. Being gay is about loving the person of the same sex that you are. Again, has nothing to do with your workplace, has nothing to do with your schools, has nothing to do with anything like that. Keep it in your own home. Nobody has a problem with it. They really don't.
But when
you start involving the children and when you start pushing that on to everyone
Jen, let me ask you then, just finally, because a lot of people are messaging us to say, this flag is about inclusion and nothing else.
Why is there a need to fly this flag?
Well, let me address it, Jen. I can go into town today with my wife, and I can walk from Grafton Street all the way up to Parnell Street holding my wife's hand. No, I wouldn't, because I hate that shit, but I could, and not one word would be said, no one would bat an eyelid. I can guarantee you that two men...
I live in town, and I can tell you, there is people that would have a problem with that.
With what? with two men, or me and my wife?
With heterosexual people, absolutely, yeah. Not with you personally.
Oh, sorry, I was like, why do people hate me and my wife? No, but the point is...
Not you personally, but I can tell you now there are people.
Well, but have a problem with a heterosexual couple holding hands.
I live in the city centre. I see gay couples all the time. I've never seen anybody bat an eyelid at them holding hands.
Okay, well, unfortunately...
Nobody cares.
They do. And this was only exposed a couple of weeks ago with research to show that gay people don't feel comfortable walking down the streets in Dublin holding hands.
But there's a difference between feeling comfortable and actually being safe.
But you look, Jen...
There's a difference between feeling. You know, we're talking about feelings here, which are very subjective. Okay. Everyone can feel something. It doesn't mean it's true.
Okay, but Jen, you look at that video that did the rounds a couple of weeks ago, that fucking Aegis walking into the Spar on Dame Street beside the George with his little video giving out yards because they had pride flags up, and it's called Gay Spar, isn't that what they call it? It's nicknamed Gay Spar.
The Gay Spar, should we all know about the Gay Spar?
Yeah, but this fucking Aegis going in with his camera phone, and, hey, why have you got an LGBT?
It's known as the Gay Spar beside the door. He's a fucking Aegis.
But you don't have a problem with being called Gay Spar, do you?
I don't know. I've always called it Gay Spar because whenever I've gone to the George with friends when I was younger, they called it the Gay Spar. I presume it's all right.
But the point is, this fucking Aegis, I can't remember his name. That's how irrelevant he was to me.
These people, though, they look for the reaction on social media because, like, negative attention is better than no attention to those people. So I wouldn't even pay.
So can you just tell me then, before we go, which streets can I not walk on with my wife holding hands, just so I know?
just depends on the day of the week, Jeremy.
Okay, it's a common issue. She wants to hold my hand when we're in town. I hate that shit. I hate holding hands. I just can't. I know you're a fan of it, Adrian.
It doesn't bother me, yeah.
The only reason, by the way, Jen, that Adrian holds his wife's hands is because he's afraid she's going to run off of him.
That is an issue. I won't deny it. Thanks for your call, Jen. I want to squeeze in a few voice notes before we wrap this up. This is Jason.
Hi, lads. Don't think I'd get on, but I just said I'd send a quick message. Look, I'll try and put it as simple as this. The workplace, and as I said, schools, have no place for this shit, right? The workplace, race, politics, and sexuality have nothing to do with work. You're there to do a job. You're there working for a company, right? It's the law protects everyone's sexuality in the workplace. So the thing about, it's just a flag and this, that, and the other, it is just a flag. But what, like, it's the principle. It's the principle. What need is there for it? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, why do you need to put that up? Like, in his case, he's saying it's shoved down his throat. Like, straight people, like, if I went in with a picture of Pamela Anderson in our fucking Baywatch days with our fucking Babylon's out on the window, and do you know what I mean? If anyone had a problem with that, they wouldn't be long saying it. If there was no complaints in the workplace, it's probably because people are thinking, oh, I'm not even touching that. I'm not even opening my mouth because of the backlash. If he's offended by that, he should be taken into account, just like someone else would be if they were part of that fucking community and turn around and says, oh, this triggers me, this offends me. There's no need for that shit in the workplace. No need. Absolutely none.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Jason. David.
Hey, lads. Great topic there, as usual. But I can totally see the point that you're on kicking off there about the pride flags hanging up in work. I mean, it's everywhere you look now. No, but look, I don't know. I have a load of friends that have, they've no problem with anyone being gay. But they're all the same. It's being shoved in your face 24/7, constantly. I mean, they're painting the roads in rainbow colours. The guards are getting, for Pride Day, which now turned into Pride Month. I mean, for fuck's sake, lads, when is this going to stop? And then if you say anything about it, you're branded homophobic. I'm as far from fucking homophobic as anybody, but I have a pain in my face looking at it as well. It's like, oh my God, just give it a rest. And as that other girl there saying, what happens if we were hanging straight Pride, flags and work? We'd be fucking killed. You know what I mean? Because we can't do it. Because, it's the majority is now pandering to a minority. That's the way the world has gone now. It's just, it's so frustrating. It's just it's mental.
All right, David, thank you. And finally, Trevor.
Just wanted to get me 2p in. Can you just tell that idiot to grow the fuck up? How the fuck does a flag push an agenda down your throat? First of all, they brought the flag into the job because it's what they're into. It's not like he's fucking slinging one up the fucking co-worker. Time to get the fuck over and move on. You don't like it, go home, have a beer, be a man, shut your fucking mouth. Maybe that's a bit too harsh, but who cares? Someone wants to be gay, let them be gay. They want to come in the fucking rainbow tops. Who cares? If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Get over it, you bleeding muppet. Can't wait to hear this one, boys. Trevor.
Thank you.
Say it as it is, Trev. Say it as it is.
That man is so laid back. He's nearly unconscious. Yes. Does he be on the...
Don't question anything.
No, I'm not saying... You can't be sued for saying, did he smoke cannabis? I'm just...
I don't know what his deal is.
But just say he engages in...
That's Trevor.
I would love to be that relaxed in life.
So would I.
I'm wound up like a bloody clock, I am.
Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
For listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. And as I said, if you did enjoy it, please share it onto your own social media and let others join in the fun of Opinions Matter. We upload a new episode nearly every weekday. Thank you for listening. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy, and we will catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.